Texte numéro 79. Scientists would turn greenhouse gas into gasoline. If two scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory are correct, people will still be driving gasoline-powered cars 50 years from now, churning out heat-trapping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And yet, that carbon dioxide will not contribute to global warming. The scientists F. Jeffrey Martin and William L. Kubik Jr. are proposing a concept, which they have patriotically named Green Freedom, for removing carbon dioxide from the air and turning it back into gasoline. The idea is simple. Air would be blown over a liquid solution of potassium carbonate, which would absorb the carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide would then be extracted and subjected to chemical reactions that would turn it into fuel, methanol, gasoline, or jet fuel. This process could transform carbon dioxide from an unwanted, climate-changing pollutant into a vast resource for renewable fuels. The closed cycle, equal amounts of carbon dioxide emitted and removed, would mean that cars, trucks and airplanes using the synthetic fuels would no longer be contributing to global warming. Although they have not yet built a synthetic fuel factory, or even a small prototype, the scientists say it is all based on existing technology. Everything in the concept has been built, is operating, or has a close cousin that is operating, Dr. Martin said. The Los Alamos proposal does not violate any laws of physics, and other scientists have independently suggested similar ideas. There is, however, a major caveat that explains why no one has built a carbon dioxide to gasoline factory. It requires a great deal of energy. To deal with that problem, the Los Alamos scientists say they have developed a number of innovations, including a new electrochemical process for detaching the carbon dioxide after it has been absorbed into the potassium carbonate solution. The process has been tested in Dr. Kubik's garage in a simple apparatus that looks like mutant Tupperware. Even with those improvements, providing the energy to produce gasoline on a commercial scale, say 750,000 gallons a day, would require a dedicated power plant, preferably a nuclear one, the scientists say. According to their analysis, their concept, which would cost about $5 billion to build, could produce gasoline at an operating cost of $1.40 a gallon and would turn economically viable when the price at the pump hits $4.60 a gallon. A nuclear reactor is not required technologically. The same chemical processes could also be powered by solar panels, for instance, but the economics become far less favourable. Dr. Martin and Dr. Kubik will present their Green Freedom concept on Wednesday at the Alternative Energy Now conference in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Adapted from the New York Times, February 2008.